Chinese New Year by Derek Dane. Traditional music, people laughing and having a great time, and firecrackers are the sounds that fill my ear. I look around and see scent smoke coming out of incense sticks, a feast laid out on the table, and my cousins and family having fun. There is only one holiday that I must be, Chinese New Year. On the first night of Chinese New Year, my family prays to my grandmother and other deceased members of my family. We lay food out in front of the altar as a sacrifice. Everyone passes by the altar and pays their respects. After my family is done praying, we start my personal favorite part of the holiday, eating. My family sits down to a wonderful meal that they've been preparing and cooking all day. I jam my mouth full with crispy, juicy roast duck, the tender meat falling off the bone, and the fatty country skin that makes me think I can eat the whole duck. However, there's much, much more. Also on the tables are huge servings of crab soup, roast pork, bok choy, and sautéed shiitake mushrooms. After the meal, my family catches up with each other and talk, while my cousins and I play video games and watch TV. Over the next 2 weeks, my family and I go to other relatives' houses. This is a very important tradition because Chinese New Year is the only time where my family has time to see family members. It's also traditional to give children red envelopes filled with money. On most Chinese New Years, I get over $200 in red envelopes. If we have the time, we attend a festival at the Seattle Center, or we go to a local Buddhist temple. Chinese New Year is probably one of the funnest, if not the most fun, holiday of the year for me. Chinese New Year is a holiday that I will celebrate for the rest of my life.